It is Friday. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Jesse Weise with me. Thank you for joining us on today's program. A panel arranged by Governor Snyder reporting today that legal aid for poor criminal defendants in Michigan is subpar and needs more funding and supervision. But where will the money come from, and where are public defenders dropping the ball? We will find out. And the University of Michigan leading a NASA satellite project that's going to allow us to much more accurately predict hurricanes and other extreme weather. How will it work? The head of that project will join me to explain. But first, while there was no clear agenda or structure to the gathering, the unconference hosted by the Michigan Venture Capital Association was certainly not unproductive, drawing business leaders and even Governor Snyder last night to the event to talk about what came out of the meeting of the minds. I'm joined by the MC of this gathering, Rich Sheridan, the CEO of Menlo Innovation in Ann Arbor. Rich, thank you for joining us on WILS tonight.
You bet. Great to be here.
If you could briefly tell me, what is Menlo Innovation, what does it do, and how did your company first establish its funding?
Menlo Innovations is a software design and development firm here in Ann Arbor. We build software for others. People bring us cash and ideas, and we form teams around those projects and help them bring new products to market with our team. Our initial funding was self-funded. The founders all wrote checks in on the first day, and that's the last time we've had to do that. So it's the true entrepreneurial run.
I see. Now, you and the governor, both from Ann Arbor, do you know him personally? Have you worked with him before?
I do indeed. Yeah, I've known Rick pretty much the whole time he's been in Ann Arbor, back in the days of Ardesta and Ann Arbor Spark and so on.
I see. Well, let's talk about this meeting. There was no agenda, apparently, no real one at least, and this unconference was being driven by attendees. So what did most of the discussion focus on?
Yeah, the discussion, the theme of this gathering was to look at how can we engage the entrepreneurial community in Ann Arbor even more so than it has been to date, to drive even better results into the future. How can we better collaborate with one another, with the venture capital community, with the venture capital community, with the tech transfer group, and so on?
I see. Specifically, tell me, what would you say is the one thing that really should be done immediately to do just that?
Yeah, I think the broad thing is we all get so focused on what we're working on individually that sometimes we forget to connect with each other. And I think anytime you have a community working together hand in hand, helping each other out, it's always going to produce better results. So I think last night was really about both building new relationships and rekindling old ones to remind ourselves that we're all here to help each other to achieve a common goal.
Well, you know, the governor was there last night. He said, quote, we're not an island. We're one big team. Creating a culture that fosters entrepreneurship is elusive, but we can do it if we have an attitude of being positive and working together. Although, aren't entrepreneurs really competing with each other for potential capital?
You know, I think there's a rising tide floats all boats aspect to entrepreneurship, that what happens is when there's a buzz created around a community, more money is drawn into an area like this because the venture capitalists hang out together. When there's a buzz happening, they flock to where the buzz is, and I think there's a part of it where success breeds even more success.
What kind of a presence, venture capital presence, was there during this unconference, and how eager are they to invest right now?
You know, as I recall, there were quite a few firms represented at the conference. Venture investors, Arboretum. I know Dave Brophy, who runs the Michigan Growth Capital Symposium here once a year, was there, as well as the Michigan Venture Capital Association, who sponsored the whole thing. You know, all venture capital seeks out the best opportunities they can, and this is a great chance for them to come in and get an even deeper peek into our community.
I'm talking to Rich Sheridan. He emceed yesterday's unconference in Ann Arbor. He's the CEO of Menlo Innovations, also in Ann Arbor. Now, tell me, what are these investors telling you they're looking for when they're considering businesses to invest in? Are there specific areas that they're most likely to invest in right now?
Well, you know, I think everybody will confirm that one of the first things investors look for are the people. Ideas can be fleeting. They have to change over time. If you're not changing along the way, you're probably not keeping up. So ultimately, investors are always looking at the people first. And, of course, an event like last night gets you a chance to firsthand look at the people. Part of what last night was about is talking about how do we both retain existing talent in the community, how do we build new talent, how do we attract talent from other areas to come here.
Now, in terms of ideas and potential businesses that are you saw there that you'd say are close to getting major investments and launching, are there any ones you can point to?
You know, last night was not about anybody making a pitch to an investor saying, here's my idea, you should give me money. That's not what yesterday was about. Yesterday was simply about exploring what are the things we can do to strengthen our community around anything that's spinning out of the University of Michigan Tech Transfer Office, anything that's already going on in the community related to investment, mm-hmm. related to talent attraction and retention, and just saying, how can we do this even better than we've been doing it today?
Well, if we're talking about one team, what would you say about the connection relationship that exists between Ann Arbor and the University of Michigan, innovators there, and those that are here in East Lansing and at MSU? Is there a connection or relationship between the two?
Well, I know there were people from Michigan State, for example, at the event last night. And I know at least one, because they announced their presence. There may well have been more, but there was at least one there. And I think this is yet again a hallmark of a collaborative environment. I know there was somebody there from Pennsylvania who had just moved to town. They felt very welcomed by all of this, so that was a good sign. I know there was also somebody there from Grand Rapids, so it wasn't strictly an Ann Arbor community, but certainly most of the people were there from Ann Arbor.
Would you say that right now, as compared to a year or two ago, venture capital is more available to Michigan startups than it has been before? And is there any idea of how much money might be out there right now?
Yeah, it's funny. It's not something I watch in particular because of the nature of our company is not that we're raising venture capital. It's really our customers that are out there raising venture capital. I think there is more in Michigan today than perhaps there's ever been. Even Governor Snyder said when he started his venture capital fund in, I think back in 1997, Avalon Investments, people were asking him back then, what is a venture capital firm? I think that was maybe a little bit of a stretch, but I think that, clearly this is a very healthy community. There's been a lot of wins here lately, and I can tell you, venture capitalists like people who hang out in the winner's circle.
When it comes to different entrepreneurs working together, as you're describing, how would that work? I mean, in many ways, are they not protective of their ideas and the projects they're working on? Do they really want to necessarily interconnect and expose what they're up to openly with others?
You know, ideas really are, in many ways, a dime a dozen. Obviously, you have to protect your intellectual property. But what you find in the entrepreneurial community is the kind of connections you can build at a coffee shop where you find somebody who's going through the same things you are. You're able to sit down and discuss with them, and somewhat if you had more experience in this area, you can mentor them. You can ask for mentoring in some other area that they have experience with. It's very seldom that two entrepreneurs are head-to-head competitors or anything, so it isn't so much that you tell me your idea and I tell you mine and suddenly you're off running with my idea, because quite frankly, you've got your own idea to pursue that's probably in a completely different area, but we certainly share a lot of common challenges, things that we can support each other along the way. There's not a cutthroat kind of relationship that exists between entrepreneurs.
And with the governor there, was there any discussion of the state's role in encouraging a venture capital investment in Michigan-based startups?
You know, not so much. He was last night was not about how can the state help. This was more how can we help each other.
I see. And in terms of the future, is it time to put on some shades? Is it a bright future? Is what I'm asking.
Oh, sorry, I lost the metaphor there for a second. I think you found this group, if I compare where we are today in Michigan, in Ann Arbor, compared to even where we were a couple of years ago. I think we're all looking at, we're all very optimistic. I think entrepreneurs in many cases are optimistic by nature, but I think there's a lot of reason for that optimism. There's a lot going on. It's very exciting.
And one last thing, in terms of the folks that were out there, the startups, are they almost all of them based in technology and in high tech? Is that where they're focusing?
A lot of them are. You know, there's a lot of software startups. There's a lot of medical device startups. But there's a lot to go across the range. People are doing startups in the food space and in the social space and in the even the nonprofit.
I see. Rich Sheridan, CEO of Menlo Innovation in Ann Arbor, he emceed yesterday's unconference, which was attended by Governor Snyder. Rich, thank you very much for joining us on WILS tonight.
My pleasure.
We will be right back to talk about this 14-member panel that was appointed by the governor. They just came out today and said the level and the effectiveness of the legal aid we provide the poor criminal defendants here in Michigan is not very good. We'll find out why. That's next time. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.